From the time kids start kindergarten until they walk out of the 12th grade, they are constantly being hit with quizzes, final exams, and standardized tests. If they want to go on to college or grad school, more tests. Tough ones too, like the SAT and the GRE. Many parents pay to have their kids prep for the exams, but what if you don't have the cash? Brothers Akil and Hakeem Bello say their test prep company, Bell Curves, can help. Akil is with me now. Welcome.
Thank you.
So how does Bell Curves work differently from other test prep courses?
Well, I think the primary difference is in the focus which built the business model. Our goal and our sort of philosophy is much more, well, I like to define our company as a self-sustaining philanthropy. You know, we are a for-profit company, but simply for the purpose of being able to define our own mission, control our own finances, rather than a nonprofit that has to answer to someone else. So in terms of how we work with schools, we go in to create partnerships. We look to create partnership with organizations, nonprofits, community-based organizations, to provide information and resources surrounding the process of moving from one level of education to the next. Unlike you know, the test prep industry as a whole, which is focused on gaining profit from seeking individuals who need to get to that level. So the purpose and the focus and the mission is somewhat different than many of these organizations.
It sounds like what you're saying is that you want to lift many boats, not just one or two.
Right. The goal is to provide information and resources up and down the pipeline, from the student who needs specific test preparation. How do I take the SAT? What are the things I need to know to do well on the SAT, or the GMAT, or the GRE, or the LSAT? To the parent who needs to be able to guide the student to doing things at the right time, in the right fashion, across the board, to the administrators and educators who have enough on their plate dealing on a day-to-day basis with their part of educational process, now to throw standardized tests into the mix to add another area that they may not have precise expertise. So we want to be able to take as much of that weight off the shoulders of other people as possible.
Now, you and your brother used to work at another test prep company. Did you ever think that what you were doing then, or even what you're doing now, it's just not fair? Students should live and die by their own abilities and not be coached.
Well, that's sort of a sticky question, in that Michael Jordan was coached, right? So does that mean, had he not been coached, he would have been as good a player? Right, so everyone needs coaching along the way, which is sort of the foundation of education. Someone else has information that you need, and to draw out your best skills and your best ability, you look for someone with more information than you have. I think the industry, the test prep industry, gets flack, and rightfully so, when you look at the cost of some of these things. Right, so it shouldn't be held for ransom someone's success.
Do you think that essentially test prep companies arose because the schools were not doing what they should have done?
Again, like all of these educational issues are somewhat sticky. It's a question of somewhat of the chicken and the egg. What led to what? The need for measuring student ability and differentiating students is a primary motivator of the creation of these tests, to measure the success of your school, to measure the success of a program. So all of these things are the primary motivator for standardized test existence. The mechanism of standardized test is under fire because they are so coachable, right? Because if I can pay $1,500 and get 300 points more, what does that mean to me? So I don't know that it's so much that the schools are failing, or, you know, not necessarily that the schools are failing. It's a reflection of the problems in the educational system in the country.
Very briefly, if I were a sophomore and went in to you to get some coaching for the SAT, give me an example of one thing that you would do with me.
I would make sure that you understood how the test was scored, that on the SAT, unless you can eliminate an answer or two, it's actually a disadvantage to guess blindly. So that might amount to 40, 50 points for some students.
And how long do you work with a student?
Our typical program is 40 hours spread over anywhere from 10 to 12 weeks, depending on what kind of partnership we set up. But that's also hard to define because we look to set up partnerships with schools and organizations to provide more broad information rather than simply work with an individual student, which we also do. But the focus is really on increasing the information generally so that everyone can be on board with helping someone.
Well, Akil, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Akil Bello is co-founder and vice president of educational development at Bell Curves. He spoke with us from NPR's New York Bureau.